there's been continued speculation on who might challenge Governor Walker in 2018. Another name surfaced this week, Mike McCabe. He helped start a government watchdog group in Wisconsin. Walker has indicated that if he will run for a third term, he'll announce this summer. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on whether Democrats will largely sit out next year's race.
Since the beginning of the year, a number of well-known Wisconsin Democrats decided not to run for governor in 2018, dramatically thinning the field. They include Congressman Ron Kind and State Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling, along with former State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville. Cullen concluded he could not generate what he'd need to challenge a two-time incumbent.
I'd have trouble putting together a statewide organization, and I'd have even more trouble raising the kind of money it's necessary to be competitive with Governor Walker, who's going to have tens of millions of dollars.
One of Walker's greatest skills is his ability to raise money, according to Karen Hoffman. She's a political scientist at the Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington, D.C.
It seems to me that one of his strengths is an organization and a funding apparatus, and also fundraising ability. I think it would be a pretty daunting task for someone to imagine, you know, trying to compete against that. He's pretty well positioned in that respect.
Yet Hoffman says Walker would have a few weaknesses to overcome. For example, low approval ratings. The most recent Marquette Law School poll shows that less than half of Wisconsinites, 45%, approve of Walker's performance. Hoffman says Democrats could also work to drive a wedge between Republicans over Walker's disagreement with GOP leaders on budget issues.
There is some tension between Republicans in the legislature and Walker this time around. So that could at least, be a somewhat of an issue if, you know, there are Republicans who disagree with him on things, because he really hasn't had that in the past very much. They've pretty much been all on the same page.
Hoffman says you'd think Democrats would pounce if they view Walker as vulnerable. But UW-Milwaukee professor Mordecai Lee says even well-financed Democrats such as Ron Kind and Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley are not interested.
And so I think what we've been seeing over the last 6 months or so is that all these politicians from, I guess you'd say, the bench of the Democratic Party are doing their own risk assessment and one by one deciding that they wouldn't have a good enough chance of winning, of beating Governor Walker, to give up what they're doing right now.
So Lee says that leaves what he calls farm league candidates mulling a run. One such hopeful could be Mike McCabe of the government watchdog group Blue Jean Nation. This week, about 200 Wisconsin citizens signed a letter urging McCabe to enter the race. On Thursday, he said he's willing and would aim to launch a campaign soon after Labor Day. Lee says McCabe could appeal to Democrats and independents alike.
Maybe that'll work. It's almost like looking for the secret sauce of political success.
Lee says while McCabe is known in some political circles, it's too early to tell if his potential candidacy would be a game changer in the governor's race. While McCabe has not yet indicated whether he'd run as a Democrat or an independent, the names of a few other potential Democratic challengers are still floating. They include State Senator Kathleen Vinehout of northern Wisconsin and Milwaukee business owner Andrew Gronick. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.